UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Exciting stuff, man. Listen, that's a good rejoin, too. I like that. It brings me back to the old Big East days.
Nice. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I know. I love that, man. When they used to do the intro, and it was like, there was nothing like the Big East tournament, man. That was tremendous. Marcus getting out of here. It's wedding week for Marcus, so he has to... Not for him in particular, but his son. So,
what's he? Is he the officiant, or is he?
I believe so. Yeah, nice. Yeah. So he's Pastor Marcus.
Nice.
Yeah, is going to Reverend Marcus is going to be.
That's a judge. What do you call a reverend? The, you know how they like the honorary judge. I don't know if they got
Reverend
like
Maven.
I forgot what the... Help me out, text line. 3831-939. What's the adjective you do?
Well, while we're doing
for a reverend,
that...
father, a pastor?
Let me... Let everybody know. Thanks to Tommy and the Delivery.com team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Today, we got TGI Fridays.
Hey.
Not bad. Locally owned delivery.com brings the restaurant to you. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Use promo code ORDER now. $10 off your next order. Now hiring drivers. Get paid per delivery and keep your own tips. Also, if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, call delivery.com. Your neighborhood delivered. TGI Fridays. That sounds good. I'm here.
It's Friday. Gotta get.
I did have Taco Tuesday, so...
That's fair.
You know, I had to do something to nuke the show.
I'm okay with this. It would have been nice about a minute ago.
Yeah. The timing was...
But it worked. That was definitely... it worked.
I feel bad for that girl. She got so much hate for that song.
Oh, dude, man.
I mean, it was crushed. A terrible song.
No,
but
yeah,
it was
but it
like...
worked. But it's what it was meant to do.
Right.
Yeah.
I think she grew up to be pretty, though. So she's got that going for her.
Okay.
Let's see, Rebecca Black.
Yeah. Well, now. Fair enough.
Now I'm pulling this up now. I think she's pretty. She's got like a cool like Lana Del Rey like artsy musician like look thing going for her.
Okay. Well, good.
So good for her.
Good.
Hopefully she can live that down and not have people threatening to throw spoiled fish at her and stuff. She got way too much hate for a 13-year-old.
Yeah,
that's a little much.
We ended the first hour talking about Aaron Bradshaw a little bit, just kind of going into that situation again. If you're just tuning in, he had pushed his announcement back. Again, Kentucky is a heavy favorite to land his services. 5-star big man. But Kenny Payne didn't miss a game of his last week. And now he's pushing that decision back, which to me means you got a chance. How big of a chance? I don't know. But you got a chance. So that's definitely a big story there. And we're going to pay attention to that going forward. A little more. in the recruiting world, as far as in with Louisville basketball right now, Fabio Basile, I think there's a good chance we'll hear something about that in the next week or two, about him possibly joining the team. I think there was some stuff he had to get done. So that would be a nice addition to the team. I will say this. I think the panic is a little overblown. Pauly B was on with Nick yesterday, with Nick and Bob on the V show. And Paul Biancardi is pretty plugged in, even though he took some serious, I did the worst thing ever, and it's with all races. And totally confused him and Fran Fischilla. And I was like, no, I'm mad at Fran Fischilla. And I was just throwing haymakers at Pauly B. And I was like, wait a minute, it's not Pauly B. Like, I got no problem with Paul Biancardi.
Name ends in a vowel.
Like, we're good.
We all look the same.
So, yeah.
Handsome AF.
Yeah, I'm like, we're okay here. So, but anyways, he was on. And Nick, if you want to give me a few of these really quick, this is what he had to say. Maybe number two, start with number two. And, yeah, well, let's do that with talking about DJ Wagner.
How devastating would it be? You know, I don't know if it would be devastating to Louisville. I mean, they're just starting out. They're just building a program. I mean, they'd be disappointed, but not discouraged. You know, Cal, and even Kenny, when Kenny was with Cal, was recruiting DJ Wagner, so for Kentucky. So I wouldn't call it devastating at all for either party, really. I mean, because somebody's going to win this, and the team that doesn't, they're still going to go out and get some good players. And each program, in my mind, is in a different phase, you know, of their progress. I mean, Cal, they've been on top since he got there, and Kenny's trying to build it to where Cal has it, and that's going to take, as we both know, a long time, because you have to get the right player, and then you have to start getting good players, and then you have to start getting stars without sacrificing the values that you first got in your first recruiting class.
I agree with what he's saying there. Again, and this is what I was saying earlier with, I'll be honest, I still think DJ Wagner's coming to Louisville. Okay, I feel like the people I've talked to feel that way. I feel like people close to him and the recruitment are... Oh, okay, that makes sense, Nikki. Sorry. And we'll get to what Pauly B has to say about this, too. But I think people close to him and the recruitment feel that way as well. So I'm not necessarily on there, but what he's saying there is why I kind of made the comment earlier where I was like, "Hey, I'm not going to argue. I'll argue with Kentucky fans all day. I'm fine with that. That's the rivalry, and I'm cool. But I'm not going to continue to argue with my own fans, because it's like, I mean, there is a scenario that if they didn't get him, okay. I mean, Kentucky had and I know nobody's going to want to hear that at the time, but it's like, you know, you got to go get the next guy. And I think there is another guy. We had mentioned it on this show probably back in May. Was it early May? Maybe late June? I know my guy Jeremy took a little flack for saying it, but now it's starting to come back around. There's only maybe some of those Duke guys. Maybe there was one in particular that... Maybe Louisville's got a better shot at than people think. So, you know, that's a guard. So, okay, you know, Travis Graff has a pretty big update on that. I would check that out on the Rivals board there. But you know, I mean, like, I'm not worried about the 23 recruiting class with or without DJ. But I understand the significance of DJ Wagner, okay? I understand the significance of him being, you know, with us having Milt, even though I don't care. Like, this is what I'm not going to argue. Milt Wagner, in the role he's in, is a great hire regardless.
Right.
Like, just a great hire regardless. So, now, if he was one of the three coaches, I'm like, you know, one of the three main ones right now, I'm like, okay, you have to get, you know, I'm like, you have to get him now because that he's in a role that he probably shouldn't be in. You know, right now he's in a role he's tremendous for.
He's perfect for.
Yeah, he's perfect for. So, but I understand that that also brings the expectation that you're going to get DJ Wagner. So, Nick, give me number one on what Paulie B, national recruiting analyst, had to say, kind of in the same vein, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he touches on that ilk too. Touches a little bit on the Milt Wagner hire.
The recruitment for DJ Wagner's been the same. It hasn't changed. And in fact, he just won a gold medal, as you know, with USA Basketball in Spain. But the speculation and the recruiting rumors have changed. That's the only thing that's changed. This is a close-knit family. They really keep to themselves. And sometimes the staff, Louisville and Kentucky, they don't even know exactly what's happening. So I don't think much has changed, even though speculation and rumors have changed. I think this recruitment is still 50-50. I always think it was, even with the hiring of Milt Wagner, which certainly in my mind, as somebody who's done this for a long time, would give Louisville the edge on that, if you think about it. Think about Cade Cunningham, Oklahoma State. His brother Cannon Cunningham was on staff. And then, of course, Michael Porter Sr., with Michael Porter Jr. At Washington. So these things usually fall and swing into the line of the family versus everything else when it's all said and done. But Cal has some great history with the Wagner family, as we know. You know, DeJuan played for him, and obviously his relationship with the family. And, you know, you don't know where World Wide West is on this. He, you know, I think he's a 50-50 proposition on this one because he's so close to both Kenny and Cal. So.
So again, I mean, what we've kind of said all along is, like, I think the freak out Friday was a little unwarranted with just where everything was. Let me scale back a little bit too, and I do understand people kind of being on edge, you know, with, hey man, we really want to get this guy, because I agree with, I think somebody on the text line said it, with other people. I mean, basketball, you can turn around very quickly.
Right,
I think they're going to have a decent season this year. I don't know what decent is. I mean, do you get in the tournament? I tend to think they do, or right around the bubble at least, because I think you're going to get a bump in just because I think we have good players on the team. I mean, I think we have a couple NBA guys on the team. You know, I mean, like I said, Huntley Hatfield's already getting first round projections,
right.
You know. Kamari Lance is getting a lot of love. I mean, for everybody around there, everybody that's coming to watch, it's like, nah, this kid's pretty good. I know Sydney's pretty good. I think L. Ellis is pretty good. You know, like, yeah, do
Mike James.
Mike James.
Something we didn't see last year.
We didn't see, and we'll get to him here in just a little bit about some videos he's put out, you know. But I think just the bump in Kenny Payne and in a new staff and in a staff that we know, if nothing else, if Kenny Payne ends up just being terrible at in-game adjustments, and maybe he's just awful at it, what we know he's really good at is individual instruction. We know that. He's tremendous at that. So you're going to get a bump just off that. I mean, and last year's team, as bad as it was, I mean, 12 wins, I mean, they were right on the cusp of a few more wins, you know, against teams that were not bad. So that's where I say, I'm like, I'm expecting a better year, you know, obviously this year, but a DJ Wagner, Caleb Foster, another, you know, give me an Aaron Bradshaw or another big man behind him, Booker or somebody like that, and add a few, you know, add a AJ Johnson or somebody, and you go, wait a minute. Now you've got, you know, in year two, now you're right back in it. You have a team that's going to be probably projected top 10, depending on if who comes back off this team. And technically, every single person on this team can come back for another year. So you could, I think you will lose one, maybe two to the draft. But they could all come back. So, you know, it's one of those deals where you're like, dude, you've got, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have potential here to be, you could be right back as a Final Four contender in year two, easy. I don't want to say easy. I mean, yeah, easy for me. I'm saying if you get those guys, you know.
When you say Final Four contender, to me that means top 15 going into the season.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because it's not like college football, where in college football it's like the top six can probably really win the title.
Right, and there's only about nine in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, right, absolutely. Whereas in college basketball, I think top 15 you go into the season with Final Four expectations. I mean, I think it's a little easier to say that on the basketball side of things. So that's why I say I understand that it's the magnitude of Wagner, and there's the extra with Wagner. The fact that he is DJ Wagner and he's not DJ Smith, you know, does bring right. that. But I imagine Kenny Payne knows that too, you know. And I imagine that when he – and I do think it needs to be said. I mean, one of the same recruiting guys that put that out Friday, who I like a lot – also put on the board yesterday that Kenny Payne not going to Spain. This was from Travis Graff, okay, from a Rivals recruiting guy. Kenny Payne not going to Spain has zero
impact, effect, right?
Impact on DJ Wagner. I haven't really heard that talked about.
So everyone, calm down with that.
Yeah, yeah. So we can all chill with the Spain thing now. Because, I mean, you have, if you believe him on one end, you got to believe him on the other end, you right. know, and he come back with that doesn't matter, which to me, I never understood that anyways, because like I said, I'm like, he has Milt Wagner with him daily. Like, he doesn't have to go to Spain to, like, DJ knows.
Right, do you really think,
like, Kenny wants him?
Do you really think that one instance is?
Yeah, no, I don't think that in that scenario. Maybe in another scenario, yes. You know, maybe if it's a kid that it's like, dude, this is a can't miss prospect, and you don't have that connection. You know, maybe yeah, then maybe you go over there and you do that.
But wasn't Louisville still represented? Wasn't Nolan there?
Nolan and Danny Manning.
Yeah, they were both there.
They were there for the entirety of the trip outside of the championship game.
Right, so it's not like...
That's what I'm saying. Cal was there for 2 days and was already over there doing a speaking engagement. And went over there for 2 days. And Louisville had their two... Because let's be honest. Josh Jamison is not Mr. Recruiter. He didn't get brought in to
yeah, it's not his job.
I right, mean, exactly. You know, like, it is to an extent, and he still is out recruiting, you know.
But he's not the lead guy. He's a contributor.
Josh right. Jamison on the recruiting trail is to be a polo with the Louisville Cardinal on it, and I'm looking, and then I'm going to talk to Kenny Payne. Like, he's not going to be a guy that I think people, and I don't mean this as any disrespect to Josh James.
No.
Because what the value he brings is incredible for what he does. Recruiting's just not it.
Oh, he's the setup man. If Kenny Payne's the starter, yeah. He's the setup man, and then Nolan and Danny are the closers.
Yeah, like, you know, and it's kind of like, I would put it opposite. I would say Kenny's probably the closer.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, and, yeah, you're right. You're right.
And that's this fine. One. But yeah, you know, so... You have your two top recruiting guys there, and then you're here, you know, and you're here at every one of Bradshaw's games. And now Aaron Bradshaw's pushing his decision back. And that means something, right? The guy was signed, sealed, delivered to Kentucky. It's over. And he might still go there, but now he's pushing his decision back. It's a five-star big man. It's a top three big man in the country. That's a big deal. It's especially a big deal for a team like Louisville, who might and probably will lose Brandon Huntley Hatfield and Sidney Curry.
Right.
You know, so
just because he's not a guard doesn't mean it's
yeah.
Not,
like yeah. Next year they're gonna need some bigs, you know, to go along. Because like I said, I think Huntley Hatfield's gone, and I think Sidney. I don't know that Sidney's a first rounder. I think he'll have an NIL Shibway-esque decision to make, but I do think he wants to play pro ball. So I think there's a good chance he goes pro.
Yeah, I'd put it 70-30.
Whereas in Sheboy,
60-40.
Yeah,
60-40.
Whereas in Sheboy's case, I think there was other circumstances there that said, it's beneficial for me to stay, you
right,
know,
right.
And I mean that in good heart, like in good meaning. Like, I think
he made the right decision.
Yeah, I do too. I truthfully do too. I think even with his family, getting his family over here and everything that he's trying to get done. Yes. Like, you made a good choice. I think Sydney's probably going to lean on the side of I want to play pro, you know, so yeah, that's a big deal. You know, and something that should be talked about. So yeah, I guess that's where I'm at, because it's where I'm at, and it's nice to hear a guy like Paul Biancardi kind of say the same thing,
yeah,
like,
echoing your sentiments.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, hey, if he whiffs on everybody, then yeah, we're gonna have to see. Like, you're gonna have to make it up in wins,
right?
You know,
a caller, by the way, wanted to talk about Caleb Glenn. Didn't want him to be lost
Caleb
in the
Glenn.
Shuffle.
Right, Caleb Glenn, and I hate that for Caleb Glenn. I'm not saying he made the wrong decision going to La Lemire, but it does kind of puts him out of sight, out of mind a little bit sometimes.
Right.
It's like, because yeah, I mean, Caleb Glenn, I think he'll be tremendous for us. Yeah, that's a great correction, actually. Very well deserved, because when I'm naming off, you know, hey man, you go get a DJ Wagner, if you can pull a Caleb Foster from Duke or AJ Johnson from California, you got Caleb Glenn. Go get an Aaron Bradshaw or another big man like that. The expectations are through the roof, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's still early in the game, like Paulie B was saying. I mean, you know, I know that there's some that, like, this would hurt. I mean, there's no doubting that this would hurt.
Sure.
But, I mean, you can't just completely write it off. I mean, if Cal didn't have the relationship with Dwan. I think it would sting a lot more. But I mean, this has been a two horse race the whole time. Pretty much. I mean, Memphis was in there punching at the beginning, but I mean, I both of them have pretty solid resumes, solid cases. I never thought that this was going to be a Cal just flexing on somebody. This was going to be, well, they both had really good hands. You know,
yeah.
Cal, if it happened, Cal just had three kings and Kenny had two. You know, it was just one of those things.
And again, I mean, you know, hey, let's say, what if he went there? What if he picked Kentucky and you flipped Caleb Foster and got AJ Johnson and say you got Bradshaw and something? I mean,
exactly. There's stuff there that immediately
there would still be a top 15 team there that you're excited about. But again, I'm not trying to downplay the importance of it being Wagner and him being the number one player in the country.
You're right.
Because
100%.
I think Drew said it yesterday, like, and I totally agree. Like, Wagner, number one player in the country, again, DJ Wagner immediately sells tickets right off the bat.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Like that's a ticket seller. Like, I mean, he's a guy that you right off the bat are going to say, okay, there's immediate excitement. People are buying Wagner jerseys. People are, you know, now we've got the marketing. I mean, the people over in the marketing department would just kick their feet up and smoke a cigar, you know, with what we can do with DJ Wagner's marketing and marketing of the team this year. And so, yes, like, it is a bigger loss than, say, AJ Johnson's just like, no, I'm not going to go, or you don't. You know, Caleb Foster sticks with Duke. You know, it's like, yeah, that doesn't hurt as bad as DJ Wagner.
What's the highest recruit Louisville basketball's ever had?
Probably Samardo, right? Number one. He was number one player in the country.
He was number one.
There might be others with him, but Samardo was number one.
He was number one. Okay. I wasn't sure, like, if there was a number one that had ever gone to Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was, like, not consensus number one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of thought he was, like, top five.
But DJ's not.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I mean, DJ's number one on one of them, and I think the other one now has him number two behind Jackson, Gigi Jackson, who's going to Carolina.
If he commits to wading into the rivalry waters, if he commits to Louisville, is he going to be top 15 on three?
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Nick. Now you're learning the game. Now you're learning. Look, it's like, well, you know, Louisville got a nice little three-star DJ Wagner on three right up. Louisville lands three-star DJ Wagner. Three-star as of today.
It's absolutely plummets.
Thank you so much. But which, by the way, did you see the on three guy out there tweeting yesterday, like, Bradshaw and Wagner in UK jerseys, #what if? What are we doing here? Like, just call yourself a Kentucky site. Just say I'm ranking the Kentucky guys.
Didn't they buy KSR?
Did they? I don't know. Some kind of ownership, I think, between the two.
I thought there was kind of a working partnership.
What are we doing here?
Something.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to put the tinfoil hat on, but I.
But hashtag.
I am kind of putting the tinfoil hat on.
How many 247? Like, how many times have you saw Travis Graff come out and say, you know, well, hashtag what if this guy? You know, like, what are you talking about? Like, dude, that's what I say, man. I don't mind if somebody is a Kentucky fan and is in recruiting. Heck, this is the hotbed of college basketball. It's not a surprise that a lot of your recruiting guys are going to come out of Lexington or Louisville.
Like, it would make sense, yeah, 100%.
Like, dude, but when you read Branham and Graff and those guys, like, I feel like they're not, like, they're doing the job. Like, yeah, I like Kentucky, but I'm doing the job here, like, and it's not biased in any way. I don't feel that, like, at all. With those guys, so it's like, yeah, you know, but it's like, come on, man, like the on three things, like, bro, chill. Somebody said, was Daryl number one, or Daryl was number one, right? Question mark. Somebody said, Mike Grosso in the 60s was number two behind Lou Alcindor.
Wow, okay, nice. See, I don't know how in depth, and this isn't a knock, it's just the game's changed.
Somebody says Samardo is number one on the 247 thing where they rank.
Yeah,
here. Okay.
Yeah, he's always, I know he's always, I still for some reason thought he was like number two. That's on me. But I knew he was always one of the top like three highest rated recruits. But,
yeah. I mean, it was a big deal when we got him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
And he was good. He's one of those guys that I think doesn't get the credit for how good he was here, because I think we're all like, you know, he was all right. Like, he come right in on a team that was a number one overall seed and started
as a freshman. That's a good point.
Under Rick, and had good games. I think his career just got a little where he wasn't a one and done. And then when he come back that second year, we weren't as great, even though he was really good. But I think if he would have come back that third year in the Yum Center, I think it would have been a big deal for him. But again, he's one of those that it was like, dude, I got to go. I think he said like his dad was driving a taxi somewhere.
No, it was one of those things.
Yeah, Jamaica and in a dangerous spot. And he was like, dude, I got to go.
Yeah.
And he's had a tremendous career. He's made a ton of money.
He had like a cup of tea with the Cavs, maybe a little bit more than that. But I mean,
yeah.
He's doing the Larry O'Bannon thing, the 10-year overseas. Oh, yeah. Get that money.
He has made a tremendous amount of money. So yeah, good for him. Let's see if DJ is going to UK. The clue will be him going back to the top player in the rankings. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Caller says Billy Thompson was a number one.
Okay.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
So, back in the day.
Somebody says Tony Kimbrough was number one. I'm like, maybe so. I don't know.
Like, I feel bad. Like, I mean, I know Mike Rosso, but, like, I don't.
The rankings back then.
That's
also
what I was saying.
Because it's like, even though Jason Osborne didn't come, like, you know, or like, I mean, Jason Osborne, people talk about, is like one of the greatest high school players, like, of all time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you're like, I just don't know that the rankings were the same. So it's hard to tell. I think there's a lot of guys that we're going to look back on and be like, well, I think that guy was number one. You know,
right. Like, well, on one hand, I feel like those rankings are pretty stout, because it's just, there's just like, you know, one rankings. You know, I mean, now there's what, 247, Rivals, On3,
yeah,
ESPN, CBS. I mean, there's like 40. But I also think that more eyeballs means you can get a better sample size. But
I totally agree. All right, let's stay on schedule. It's 11:35. We'll do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the current team. Some video come out yesterday of one of our players, and it's important. It's very important. So, Midday, so Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Love the bring back. A little Stranger Things.
There we go, man. This is one of my favorite scenes in recent.
Season four had two of the best scenes ever. The Kate Bush scene.
Oh, yeah. Max Run. Yeah.
And then the Eddie scene playing this. And it's cool how much, you know, they said Kate Bush got like $1 million off that.
Oh, dude, it shot up to like number one.
Yeah,
it shot up to like number one in like the charts, and now like Master Puppets is trending now too.
So people were like, Metallica was, they were like, oh, it's so. Which, and I'm a huge Metallica fan. I think they're awesome, but like,
people were amazing at Louder Than Life. Dude. Two back to back nights. My God,
I know, and I missed it.
I'm sorry,
but it was. People were like, oh man, like Metallica. It's so cool that they embraced it. And I'm like, yeah. You didn't think they would?
I mean, look, if it's one thing, you could, the more I got like older and then I started paying bills, I kind of realized like when I was younger, I was like, man, why don't you let us use your like music for free, man? Like, why are you being a Napster, man?
Yeah.
Like, and then as I got older, I was like, oh, that's why.
You know what I said? I was like, cool, I'll just use LimeWire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was the other thing. It was like there were, you know, you would get the blank name and then probably a virus, but you know. The juice was worth the squeeze.
You used to download the song, you'd wait on it to download, and then you realize it was a fake.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was always great. And then, or do you remember the thing? It was like Andy Milonakis and what was his name? Biz Markie. And it was like a way that you could label all your illegally downloaded music.
It's perfect, man. That was a great scene, though.
It's funny you say this. I woke up like in the wee hours and I couldn't, you know, go back to sleep. So I watched a couple videos.
Yeah.
And it was actually a video about Metallica and Master of Puppets, and two things. One, the actor who plays Eddie Brunson, or Eddie Munson.
Joseph Quinn?
Yeah. Also,
he plays.
Always blows me. Yeah. He's actually playing the song, which is amazing, and also British.
So many of them are British. I mean, listen, I watch a show called All American. It's about majority African American kids growing up in Compton. And then I hear I'm talking, they're all British. I'm like, shut the hell up.
They're all from like freaking London and stuff. Yeah, it's like,
holy crap. They do a tremendous job. Like, I mean, it's incredible acting. Just incredible.
Yeah, every now and again, you can pick out, like, once you know, you can like parse their language and be like, oh, I'm getting a little bit of a. But I mean, I can't do that with Eddie. I couldn't do that with 11. Both of them comfortably British.
I know.
And can't pick
Eddie,
it up.
Eddie was just a tremendous character, man.
Dude.
There's a lot of rumors about him coming back. It's like, because apparently in Dungeons and Dragons lore, there's like a guy named Cass who is like, he dies from bats and like he's.
Spoiler alert, Steve.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. That was terrible.
It's all right. I mean, we're kind of.
I mean, dude, it's been out for 2 weeks now, right?
I was going to say, 2 weeks is usually.
I'm wrong, but now I'm just fighting. I'm fighting.
I mean, look, you should always avoid spoilers. I think up to 6 months.
I know.
But once you're 2 weeks away from it with the internet now, one of those things. It's like, yeah, but I'm saying you shouldn't be crucified. Well, like you just passed it.
Point being.
Again, I will hold the door for you.
It's cool. Listen, point the being, angry it's internet. Cool, all right? It was a cool theory that could possibly happen.
That would be awesome. I'd love
Vecna's
to see that.
Darth Vader, you know.
Oh, that would be
great. But in Dungeons & Dragons, he kills Vecna at the end, you know.
Like, oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I was like, that would be a great story. Let me read this really quick, and then we'll get to something. Something I want to mention about this team before we get out of here. How would you like to get even more savings and more benefits when you shop at Kroger? With a boost by Kroger Plus membership. We were just talking about memberships, so this is a good one. You'll enjoy 2 fuel points for every dollar you spend on groceries and general merchandise in store and with pickup or delivery. Free delivery, lots more. Membership starts at just $59. So sign up today at Kroger.com/boost. More savings, more benefits, a new level of membership with Boost by Kroger Plus. It's pretty good.
Tasty. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, really quick. Let's get to this before we get out of here. Mike James. Mike James puts a video out yesterday. Well, actually, I think U of L put out the video. Mike James, full speed, windmill dunk. Looks good. That's a big deal. That's a big deal because this is a guy coming off an Achilles injury that – can go either way. You know, that can go either way. Some people, they don't come back from those as well. I mean, it's kind of an injury now. It used to be an injury that dang near ends your career. But now, you know, it's more you come back for it. I mean, gosh, people are coming back from ACLs in 6-7 months now. Like, it's nothing.
It's crazy.
That used to be a guarantee year. Like, you're out. You're done. You know.
And people are coming back, like, full strength. Like, after 6 to 8 months. Like, yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know, you could tell, like, all right, they're playing hurt. Like, these dudes are back.
Yeah, so Mike James, video yesterday, he's back. He's extremely athletic. And let me tell you why it's a big deal. Because he will be a big-time player for this team. What he brings to the team, his ability. I know people don't want to believe it, but his ability to handle the ball, his ability to bring the ball up the floor. Shooting, we'll see. But as far as he can fill the role of rebounding that I think Sam Williamson had, you know, he can get to the bucket. Yeah, he's an athletic guy. Defensively, he's good. Like, that is a big deal to have him healthy. I really worry if he wasn't coming back from that injury. As far as that's when I would start to get like, ooh, man, I have some trouble here. But it looks as though with that video that he is dang near back to full speed. Now, he's not at contact totally yet. I know he's going through drills. He's going full speed, but he's not contact yet. But the fact that now he's one step closer to that is just massive. And if you've never been around Mike James, he's an impressive dude. As far as just up close, he's an impressive dude for a two guard. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see his progression there. So that's a big deal.
Is he going to be this year's – and I know, you know, and this one hurt. This one – but when Dre left, I think that was the one that we talked about.
That's one I would have loved.
Yeah.
And like I said, everybody shot back with Sam. And I'm like, no, I agree.
Right.
But I think Sam was ready to go. Like, I think Sam almost went last year.
Yeah.
And I think this year he was like, I'm ready to go back home. Fresh start. I need something fresh.
Sam seemed like a mutual breakup.
Absolutely.
And then Dre was just sort of like.
Well, because I think Dre and it would have brought Tay. And I think Tay Davis is a good player.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, his ranking wasn't going to be there, but I think he would have been a really good player for us. So, yeah, that's the one that I'm like, we couldn't find a way to keep him.
Right.
Even though I will say, on the other hand, Dre's style does not fit what we're going to try to do. I mean, Dre in transition was not good.
Right.
And transition is what this offense is going to be built off of. But I still think there's places a guy like Dre could help you.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no, for sure. You know? I still thought there was a spot for him.
Well, when you hear that, it sounds like it was tougher. Like, it wasn't just like he's ready to leave. It was one of those things where it was like.
No, this wasn't a mutual
you
breakup.
You don't have
this
to talk me into. I think it was mutual, but not as mutual.
Yeah.
Like. I think
he didn't have a foot out the door.
We probably need to split up, but you don't like me more than I don't like you. You know,
right?
Like,
right. Yeah, okay, so, it was one of those,
and
yeah,
that's one
good.
That yes, I would say, in my opinion, I would have kept. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
But
I was bringing that up because going into the season, everyone forgot about Dre. That
yeah.
was kind of like yeah. you know, we played the song and everything. I think, and I mean, it's understandable this year because we haven't seen him, but I feel like that's kind of being like Jason's hovering over me.
Jason's kind of there.
Yeah. I mean, you're practically inside of me, dude. Like, what? Back up, bro.
Inside of you. You ever heard that song? Something about, what is it? Oh, no.
Something about Mary?
No. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. I love that movie. Russell Brand was hilarious in that.
That movie's tremendous, man. Like, my cousin was like, oh, Steve, you should watch his movie. You remind me of Russell Brand in the movie, you know, and I'm like, oh, that's funny. And he's like, yeah, it's not even that dirty, man. He's like, you know, I don't even really cuss that much or anything. It was like 5 minutes into the movie, I'd already saw nudity and heard the F word. I'm like, my kid's here.
Yeah, it's like,
what kind of, that was the
that
worst
was a terrible sale
ever. Movie, tremendous.
Oh, great.
Freaking awesome. That's one of those, I would put Forgetting Sarah Marshall on my top 10, maybe top 5.
Wow.
Of no, not all-time movies.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it's like, dude, it's good.
No.
Whoa.
On movies I will stop every time I'm flipping the channels.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Like, nah. That don't have to be my all-time favorites. That's just the ones that's like, oh, this is, because you can just pick it up anywhere.
Right.
You know, it's just
right.
like,
I have to start.
Yeah, like, I could just watch this. I'm like, oh, it's an hour and a half in. Oh, yeah, whatever. You know, you're like,
right.
Still, I can watch the last 15 minutes of it. You know, I will stop every time that's on TV.
Did you ever watch Get Him to the Greek?
Yeah.
That
was good.
My God. I like him.
Pretty racy.
Yes. I would say, by and large, like, I like Forgetting Sarah Marshall better.
Yeah.
Like it was like 50 jokes that on a scale of 1 to 10 were like 7 or 8.
But let me tell you what gives Sarah Marshall the up a little bit, I think.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah. Yeah. The ambiance. I think the Hawaiian ambiance is... It's a pretty movie
yeah,
to watch.
Yeah.
Like,
you can tell they're really at like a resort.
Yeah,
for sure.
it's very easy on the eyes to watch. You know, I'm like, yeah, I like this. It's like Moana.
One of my favorite scenes also is, having been in the service industry now, when the dude is like super nice to him.
Oh,
the restaurant
yes.
gives him like extra rum, and then he sees him outside, and he's like, "Oh, it's not." And the dude punches him. Yeah, he's like, "No, we're not cool out here."
No, but he's like, "Oh yeah, yeah," and he's like, "Oh, from me, from breakfast." He's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, what's up?" And
it's there's two different sides of me, man. I love that, but like the jokes that made me laugh in Get Him to the Greek are like 12s. There's like 8.
Oh yes.
There's 8. There, you know, the score is like 50-12. But the, like, those jokes like make me fall out of my chair. Like when Diddy gets hit by the car.
Yeah, yeah.
And the part where Jonah Hill just tries to smoke all the weed and drink all the booze to keep him from getting too messed up. They put him on camera. So spit-faced.
I know.
That line gets me every time.
Those movies are funny, man.
Is it Judd Apatow? Is that his
yes.
group? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are pretty solid.
I absolutely love those. So, anyways, good way to finish there. Marcus will be. He's gonna. I think he'll be here back and forth, but he'll be on the air a little bit. But he'll be fluctuating this week. It's a big week for him, so he's got a lot of family stuff to do. A lot of stuff to do. So we'll give him some grace this week on when he can get on here and when he, you know, and stuff. So this was fun. This is fun, man. I had a good day. Kickball tonight, baby. 6:30.
Let's go.
I feel good about tonight.
Yes. Team Nick Valvano. We really need to come up with a name.
I know.
Once we win, we'll come up. Yeah. We'll get a name.
Tonight. Let's do it.
Tonight.
Let's get it done.
Tonight.
Middays with Marcus Maven, 93.9 The Ville.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.